Back here on the Mighty 690, it is 9:08, and it is time for an update from Coffeyville's Reawakening. We have Denise York and Donna Chambers joining us this morning. Good morning, ladies.
Morning, James.
All right. So we've had a big, you know, bot in the Ville wrapped up with all of that. And again, just thanks once again to everyone who came out for that.
Yeah, we really appreciate it, you know, all the support that we had. I mean, we saw a lot of people there that we haven't seen in the past, missing some of our regulars, but it was a good night.
So. It was. Yeah, we hadn't had to talk since last time with Bob being the guest of honor last
week.
I
listened in. I had the grandkids listening in, too. Yeah. I was babysitting, so I appreciated him doing that, but, you know, you have to limit Bob's exposure sometimes.
No, he did great.
Yeah, he always does, but he can get off on things you don't want to talk about. So, so I wanted to remind everybody about, you know, Jana Castor. They have their buck out. They're needing a few more sponsors. They've got 23 sponsors and 43 riders, and this is for the rodeo, their fundraiser that they have. And you can give her a call if you want to sponsor a rider at 252-5521, and the deadline for that is going to be next Tuesday. So if you want to throw somebody on a mechanical bull, then sponsor them. And then Rodeo Week starts Sunday, the 9th through the 15th. So make sure we go out and support. You know, the parade will be next Wednesday, but it's a fun week. And are we expecting rain?
Of course, there'll be some rain. Yeah, I mean, I'm not even going to look at the forecast.
Right.
We know it's going to rain.
So, then we have the 100-mile garage sale.
Highway sale, yes,
coming up September 10th through the 12th. And to get on the map, you need to, the entry is open and you have to sign up at the chamber. It's $5 to be on the map, $6 if you do it online. So get that done if you plan on having a sale. Wanted to remind everybody about the data center public information session tonight. So they have Q&As, you know, show up to be informed, find out what's going on, you know, get the facts instead of just the theories and everything else that's going down. That's going to be at the Boys and Girls Club, 502 Walnut, tonight at 6 o'clock. So, and then the Midland grant session, grant season is open. We're waiting to hear back on a couple, you know, grant that we've got submitted, and we'll be submitting a few more. Hopefully we will be, you know, working on the auditorium by the end of this year. So fingers crossed, and yeah, wish us luck. And then back to school. So the kids are returning. Make sure that, you know, you watch out for the kids on the street and everything. Be cautious. We had some CCC athletes move in last week. And I was at the four-way stop at Buckeye and, is it Stark out there, if they're coming down from the hill?
Yeah, it would be Stark.
And, you know, and I looked around. There's no cars coming. I got like three cars. Kids with me and started to go after I stopped, and here comes a car just barreling down the hill. Then if Bob hadn't yelled at me, no, I would have, because I was looking at the car this way. This car was way off, but and I think it was some kids that, you know, didn't realize there was a stop sign there.
Sure.
But it wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah.
You know, but anyway, so just be cautious. I mean, there's people around that don't realize one-way streets, look both ways. They don't realize stop signs. So, and the rest of the students are coming back this next week, right?
Yes.
Donna? So we've got Donna here.
Yeah.
She's got a great service going on.
Yeah. I'm Donna Chambers. And, okay, I want to talk about dorm move-in. So, yes, all next week, you know, we're focusing on the fair and rodeo. But here's another really important thing that's happening in Coffeyville. It's already starting to happen. If you've been down 11th Street next to the dorms, that parking lot is already pretty full. And so, you know, a lot of the athletes have been coming in for several weeks now. But starting next Friday, next weekend, CCC, Coffeyville Community College, names their weekend every year when the dorm kids officially move in. And this year, the weekend is called Aloha Welcome Weekend. So starting next Friday, the 14th, through Sunday, because school starts at CCC on Monday, the 17th, So next Friday, August 14th, is when they're focusing on the freshmen coming, okay? And then Saturday, they kind of focus on the returning students, the sophomores. Then Sunday, it's kind of everybody else. But I go to St. Paul's Lutheran Church, which is right across the street from the dorms. So several years ago, I think it was 2021 when we first did this, we started helping the kids move into the dorm. And so this is how it works. We're the first face that the students see when they get out of that car in that parking lot. And they may or may not have their parents or a friend with them. And a lot of times they're getting out of that car and they want to act like they know what they're doing, and they do not. And so we're the first face they see, because I've got the cabana sitting out there. And so we just approach them and say, you know, are you moving in? Yeah. Okay. Well, the first thing you got to do is not go into the dorm, but you go over to the student union, finish up with your paperwork, and then you come back. Then you go into the dorm, get your room number and your key card type thing. Then you come out, and we'll have some dollies there, and we help them unload their car and get their stuff up to the dorm room. And also, what's also real important is that parent or friend or something that's brought them down, they need to stay with us, because that kid now needs to start being independent and go take care of themselves over at the student union. So mom and dad will sit there with us, and we can kind of tell them a little bit about Coffeyville or just answer their questions. I kind of get up emotional about this, but I know a couple years ago was a mom and dad who had brought their twin boys to Coffeyville, to CCC. I think they were playing tennis, and they were from Toronto, Canada. And that mom was in tears after I started talking to her. And I was too, because she said, I was so worried about bringing my kids down here, and you make me feel so much better that this is going to be a welcoming community. That made me feel really good. So that's part of it too, is just talking to the parents. So they get out of the car. We help them get up to their dorm, and hopefully we can stay with that dolly and bring it back down, because what ends up happening is the dolly doesn't end up coming back down to us. So if you don't know, let me explain too, where the dorms are there by CCC. They hold a total of 553 students. So think about this, guys. That's 553 new residents to Coffeyville. And they're spending money, they're buying gas, they're eating at our restaurants, friends are coming to visit, they're also spending money. So it's a big economic boost for our community. Also, there's a lot of students that not only have never been to campus, never been to Coffeyville, never been to Kansas, but have maybe never been to the United States. I know at least twice during the day when we're sitting there, here comes the CCC bus that have gone to pick the kids up from the airport, and they've got just a couple suitcases. So, you know, it's really cool that we're there to greet them. We're, like I said, on Friday the 14th, by 9 o'clock, I'll have the cabana set up with ice chest with some water in it, and we'll probably end up staying 9 to 2. I know it's going to be really hot. And reason I'm on saying, okay, if you want to come and help, but hey, I'm not physically able to help get anything in a car, whatever, please come anyway. Bring your lawn chair, sit there, talk to the parents, you know, just direct traffic even. Saturday, Tyro Christian Church focuses on Saturday. They've done that. I think this is their fifth year, and they do big time. Tyro usually makes hot dogs, and they bring out stuff for the kids to take, like notebooks and pens and stuff, which is really cool. Then last year, Westside Christian Church even came to help, and Mike Elrod is the pastor there, and he's also the shooting sports director at CCC, so that's cool. So like I said, if you want to come and help, or maybe just bring us a pallet of water so we can restore our ice chest, that's great. If you have any questions, my phone number is my cell phone is 918-808-2018. So anything I forgot, you guys. And I know James and Shay helped a few years ago, and it's really kind of fun.
It is fun. Yeah. Yeah. And so, yeah, you get to help the students out, chat with them a little bit. And of course, you know, just it's really not that hard either. Just but you can definitely tell those first year students from the second year students.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They're a little more organized, but it is a lot of fun to help them out there. And yeah, like I said, you'll have a lot of dollies available.
Yeah, we'll have dollies available, and you know, and it's really helpful because. Of course, you know, these kids nowadays have 17 pairs of shoes, you know, and so
17.
It's a lot.
So they've left half of them at home.
They've
right?
left half of them at home, yes. You know, so there's a lot of stuff. I know a couple years ago, too, there was actually even a U-Haul van that pulled in, and we're like, what? And it was like the parents were moving to Florida, and so they were dropping their kid off. But we were like, seriously? A U-Haul?
Ball pulled up Saturday with his big gray trailer,
yeah.
And we've got two kids that were staying with us that we moved in, and I thought we're the only ones here with the trailer, but it was
no, they do. They'll yeah. they'll bring in, you know. And also another thing I need to mention too is help direct them. If you see people out there at Walmart and they're buying dorm refrigerators and microwaves, you know, just go up to them and say, hey, are you CCC? And just kind of help, you know, tell them where the Dalton DeFerney Museum is, the Brown Mansion is, or you know, things like that. Just welcome them
yeah.
here.
Yeah, just talking to him. We took Dorian and Mel out to eat Saturday night, and they invited two of the girls on the volleyball team that were in from Poland.
First time
yeah. out of Poland, first time here. And we're showing them pictures of taco, you know, things that are on the menu because they're not really sure what, you know, what is that. And they were just, it's like that deer in the headlight look,
yeah.
you know, and it was, was very interesting.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can just be really, you know, feel for them to be here without parents or anything. And
So
do you need more dollies or?
Well, yeah, we can always, you know, we can always use more dollies and more help and people and stuff just to be here. And also, of course, too, we get to point over to our church, St. Paul's Lutheran, that's where you go when the storm sirens go off, and usually they're there at least twice a year.
Yeah.
Sometimes
it's about right.
You know, but so if your church wants to get involved, or maybe just your organization, or you just want to come yourself, you know, just show up Friday. Like I said, I'm going to start about 9, and probably about the same thing on Saturday. And you know, just come help or give me a call. Like I said, my cell phone's 918-808-2018. Just give me a call. And
are you doing Sunday too?
Well, no, really, we haven't ever really formally gone and set up a cabana with our dollies and stuff. So if somebody wants to do that, that's great,
okay.
You know, because there will be people trickling in, you know, but they start having like some meetings and stuff in the afternoons. But, you know, a lot of times, well, hey, their parent worked that morning and maybe they couldn't get there till later in the day. So, yeah, so really any time, but yeah.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, dorm move in here, a sure sign that fall is on the
yes.
way back to school, be coming
yep.
up soon.
Yeah.
All right. Well, ladies, we appreciate it. And, of course, a very big week with the Interstate Fair
yes.
and Rodeo next week. So I hope folks can stop by and enjoy.
Thanks, James.
Thanks, James.
All right. Take care. Appreciate it. That is our update from Coffinville's Reawakening. Denise York and Donna Chambers joining us here today. And we'll have more Open Line coming up here in just a few minutes.